Friday, May the 12th, 2017 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and as always, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, before I get started on tonight's topic, well, first of all, let me say this. I want to take a little bit of break from the deaths and the Hillary's and the, you know, that whole deal. I'm going to shift gears and move on to something a little bit more positive, like debt. How many out there have debt? How many of you are in debt? How many have credit card debt? How many of you have debt you're trying to get out of? But before I go into that, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Pat for the information that she's provided me for the topic of tonight's show. But secondly, I want to give a message to Greg in Arkansas, who called into last night's show trying to find Gene Duffy. And I did as I said I would do, Greg, and I went through Facebook and every one of these, and evidently not one of them was Gene Duffy. So that is a strikeout, I'm sorry to say. Good luck in your search. It's possible to do a little digging around on some other sites, and if you want me to, let me know, and I'll see what I can find out. But she's probably disappeared deliberately. Okay, so for those of you who want to go into the chat room, it's theamericanawakening.chatango.com. Also, if you haven't had a chance to, I've talked to John Hankey. John Hankey is the one that did the documentary on JFK and also another one on JFK Jr. I spoke with John today. I mentioned to you the other day that I had put his documentary about the Pulse nightclub and Omar Mateen up on my website. And if you haven't looked at it already, that's going to be the topic along with my show that I did last week on the Pulse nightclub. It's going to be the topic Monday night. So I'm going to have John up on the show and we're going to compare perspectives, do a little digging and see if we can provide some additional information for you. So, go into the AmericanAwakening.org sometime over the weekend. If you get the chance, click on the button up top that says blog. And the title of the documentary is Understanding Terror. So if you go in and take a look at that, and then the show that I did last week, as I said, John and I are going to review. Now, shifting gears here and going into part of the topic that I want to discuss tonight is about debt, D-E-B-T. Okay, and how many of you out there are familiar with Dave Ramsey? I heard Dave Ramsey when I'm going back and forth to a ball game or whatever when I was umpiring. And I give a lot of credit for Dave in trying to, you know, give people the insight and the instructions to get out of debt. But I got one problem with Dave. And that is, you know, he supposedly pays cash for everything. He has a lot of rental properties. He is, you know, a millionaire probably several times over. And he's consistently telling people how to get out of debt and having them come on his show and, you know, shout, yay, we're debt free. We paid off X amount, $100,000 in so many months with so much income, blah, blah, blah. And they're out of debt. And then, you know, he encourages them to, you know, purchase properties and pay cash and don't borrow any money. But the one fly in the ointment I have with this guy is that all these, and I hope, Dave, that you don't have this, because Dave has a commercial that he runs on his show that tells everybody, all of his students that get out of debt, he tells everybody to go out and get a will. Dumb thing to do, Dave Ramsey. If you own a lot of property, you have assets, that's the worst thing in the world that you could do, is to go get a will. You need to have strategies that will take your, quote, estate, whether it be tangible, whether it be real estate, whether it be, you know, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, whatever. You need to place it into what is called a revocable living trust to avoid probate, because probate, as many of you probably know, is another trap set up by the legal system to lock up your estate and bleed it before it's passed on to your heirs. And a will is nothing more than a letter to a probate judge stating your desires after you're gone, which may or may not be followed out. Anybody can contest a will. However, if it's outside of your estate, via a lot of different maneuvers that you can make, then you don't even have to bother with it. Now, that's a show for another day. I'm not going to get into that tonight, but I'm going to make a note of it, and I'm going to do a show at some point in the not-too-distant future on both living probate and death probate, because both are very, very important. There was a lady, I got a book out in my box full of books, the lady that wrote a book called The Retirement Nightmare. And it's a book concerning all of the many hundreds of people who have wound up in living probate. And I have to tell you, folks, that is a dark, dark nightmare if you ever get pulled into that. So that's another show coming up. I've got a list of shows that I'm going to be working on here over the weekend to make sure that next week is full. I'm trying to be diversified. I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about one subject and ad nauseum and burying it in the ground, but on that one subject of the Pulse Nightclub and John Hankey doing the documentary on it, I thought it would be an interesting program to get him up. I don't agree with John on everything, but I thought it would be an interesting program to get him up and compare notes on it and see what we can uncover as two researchers would. So, that being said, let us shift gears here, and I'm going to go into the topic of tonight's program, which is indeed debt. So the question I posed originally is, how many of you have any debt? Do you have credit card debt? Do you have a car loan? Do you have a tax lien? Whatever. When a debt collector sends you a demand letter, calls you on the phone, or comes knocking at your door, most people assume that the debt collector has power. They don't. They only have the power that you give to them. And once one comprehends, and by the way, I want to stop right there. Now, I hear other talk show hosts, specifically Dave Knight on Alex's channel, and drives me crazy. He's always saying, you have to understand, you have to understand. I don't like that word, because to say you have to understand means that you have to stand under. I prefer the word comprehend. Once one comprehends the difference between what is lawful and what is legal, and ultimately what your legal fiction or your straw man is, the fear of debt collectors and sometimes police or other authorities just goes away. Now, sovereignty is the quality of having supreme independent authority over your own flesh and blood, your human body, or your territory. We have to be careful of that word, though, because they have the sovereign citizen listed on their terrorism watch list with the FBI. So I tread lightly on that word specifically. You don't ever have to bring that word up, but it's a term that we're going to use here just for the sake of us being human beings. We each, folks, have supreme independent authority over our own flesh and blood and our human body. The problem is, we have forgotten that we are powerful. We have forgotten we belong to and are part of the most powerful collection of species that ever has existed on this planet. We have become media obsessed with our own appearance and the way people think about us. For most, the TV is king, and there seems a constant need of the masses to be in touch with or connected to their friends via the latest iPhone in their pocket. How many times do you find yourself driving down the road, folks, or you're stopped at a red light, the light turns green, and the car just sits there in front of you? One of my biggest pet peeves, because people are so busy texting that they forget that they're driving a car. There was one incident I had where I was there was a green light, and there was a lady in front of me that was in the left turn lane, ready to make a left turn. There was no cars coming anywhere in the other lane, and she was just sitting there. When I honked the horn, her passenger jumped out, flipped me off, and was screaming obscenities at me, got back in the car, and as she made the turn, I could see her in the middle of a text message. That absolutely drives me nuts. But this is what's happening in this society. We find that people are getting more and more and more disassociated with just being able to communicate with one another. They would rather use a piece of technology so they don't have to directly interact. So, everything in life that controls the masses, and I mentioned this the other night, it's about fear. Fear is the biggest motivator in the world. Fear is the number one. Finances are number two. But fear is the big one. Fear of debt, fear of terrorism, fear of ill health, or fear of the myth climate change. And this keeps most people thinking they need the government. I say most, not us, folks. We're a different breed, okay? But I'm talking about most of the mind-numb, mesmerized people out there. It keeps them thinking that they need the government to protect and rule over them. And with all this, it's no wonder that most don't or didn't notice the massive fraud that has been perpetrated on all of us. But as I continue here, hopefully you'll be reminded that government is a creation of man, and that a creation of man can never be above man. Government always needs your consent. And this is where the power really lies, folks. With knowledge always comes power. The power not to fear. The power to take a stand against anyone or any corporation that threatens you. The power to say no. It has been said that you need to know that you are in a cage. And before you can escape from that cage, we're going to now look into how we've all been tricked and how our power has been hidden from us. Now, before I go there, I want to mention something. And I mentioned this the other night. And there was a caller that called in and was talking about debt. I have battled the state of Arizona for 12 years over a non-existent tax lien that they say is a lien. This lien was satisfied years ago. It was a lien over 2005. And not only did they deduct the money from a Chapter 13 bankruptcy account, but they have harassed me for years about this. They have seized my bank account at least five or six times inadvertently from a third party. And they have totally ignored all of the proof that I have given them that that debt indeed was paid. Now they are beyond the statute of limitations of 10 years to collect a debt. And I find myself having to battle with the recorder's office and with all three credit bureaus to show them, which I have done before, that this is a fictitious debt. Yet they'll file a lien and they carry it out, and the banks pay no attention to you at all or anything you have to say. All the bank will say is, well, you need to talk to the taxing agency. Well, I've done that. I've done that more times than I can count. And every time I do that, they shift it over to yet another revenue officer, and they obviously throw away what evidence I've given them. But that's okay. That is just a part of the battle ongoing that I'm doing. Let's get back to this. If you've ever heard of the terms legal fiction or straw man, which I'm sure you have, then what you may already know or are about to learn is something that sounds so astonishing that it couldn't possibly be true. Now, if I were to tell you that paying your tax or getting a driver's license or registering your car or paying fines or attending court are all optional, and you are conned into agreeing with them, what would you think? All statutes are acts, and they're optional as well. Your straw man is a fictitious legal entity created at your birth through your birth certificate and the registration of that birth. Now, I'm sure that many of you out there know that, but some of the new listeners that I have coming on here, which I know I have some on here that are listening tonight, need to take notes on this. I'm not saying this, folks, to bore you if you already know this. I'm saying this for the sake of the new listeners to pay close attention. Your straw man birth might be likened to a game of Monopoly, where we are given a token, such as a top hat or a dog, you know, or a thimble or whatever, and we use this token to move around the board. Now, this is something that we can choose to use or not use. This is what many researchers believe is your name, in all uppercase or title. Anytime a human is born, there are two entities. One that is human, flesh and blood entity. The other is the fictional registered entity, which is nothing more than a piece of paper. That piece of paper is given value by being assigned a QCIP number and recorded, the birth certificate. And we are duped into believing that these are one and the same. So we're tricked into representing the legal fiction or the straw man. So when people get a traffic ticket or a fine or whatever, it's actually consulting the legal fiction or the non-existent or corporate entity that is owned by the corporation. And any interaction with the bureaucracy is not a direct interaction with you, but moreover with the fictional you or the legal fiction or the straw man. And it is impossible for a bureaucracy to deal with a flesh and blood human being without consenting to, quote, understand. They'll always ask you that question when you go into court. Do you understand? That's a trick question, because as soon as you say yes, you have just given them permission, i.e. you've consented. So if I go into court and they ask me if I understand, I say, no, I do not understand. I comprehend, but I do not understand. So when they ask you that question, you are thereby submitting. You are giving them consent. When asked by a bureaucrat of any kind, if you understand, answering yes to that question alone gives them consent. Always answer, I comprehend, but I do not understand. Their words and our words have totally different meanings, folks. So when you start to break down the words that they use and look into their definitions, you start to get an idea of what's really going on. Now, let me give you an example. Corporation. What does corporation mean? Well, you break it up. Corp, or corpse, is dead. Oration is speak. So it is dead speak. It is an entity that only exists in a legal framework. It exists in no other framework at all. It only becomes an entity through a legal mechanism. In essence, when you were born and far too young to comprehend, a company with your name was created through your birth certificate. And when your parents registered your birth, they unknowingly and naively created a company and handed the ownership of that company and you over to the state. It is important to know that your parents were tricked and they had no idea that this was happening. And this is why the state can take children from their families and it not be classed as kidnapping. They own the child. The parent owns 90% and the state owns 10%, because possession is 9/10 of the law. A social worker must obtain a copy of the child's birth certificate within 48 hours of taking a child from their premises. If they can't obtain it, they have to legally reapply to obtain one. They have to get it as proof of who the slave is or what the slave is. Now, in legal terms, they're actually only entitled to the birth certificate and not the child. To take a child under the pretense that the child is indeed this legal fiction is really theft or kidnapping, but all is okay as long as it has the stamp legal applied to it. This includes war, genocide, anything, as long as it's stamped legal. Now, the same thing also happens when you register your car. You get a document back that says, you don't get a title back, okay? You buy a new car, you buy a used car, you go pay your fees and so forth. You get back what is called a certificate of title. It's not the title. It is not the original title. The state owns that. That certificate of means that the title itself is being held. You are the, quote, registered keeper, unquote, of your car, but you are not the owner. If you do not pay your annual duty or your registration fee and get caught driving your vehicle, they will impound the car and fine you for not legally renewing your registration. Not ownership, registration. You are the registered owner, not the owner. The legal system cannot deal with humans. It can only deal with pieces of paper. Only common law can deal with humans. Wow, that break came up quick. Either that or I'm really into this. All right, I'll continue with this when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Hope you're having a good Friday night, folks. See you on the other side.
What corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
We're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. One of the subjects for tonight, I might have another one, I'm not sure, but the subject for tonight is debt and the straw man. And as long as I'm on the subject of debt, let me take a couple minutes here and remind you that RBN is still having a pledge drive. They've got some debts that they need to pay, like the rent, like the electric bill, like the phone bill. RBN has a few more bills than the normal people, folks, to bring this streaming to you. And again, I want to remind you that, you know, as valuable as this information is up to you. But I want you to do me a favor. Again, I'm going to ask you, today's Friday, maybe some of you got paid. Dip into your pocket, throw 20, 50, 100 bucks in, go hit the PayPal button on RBN's website, and write a little note there that says, it's because Michael's pestering me and I'm tired of it, or whatever you want to put, and drop 20, 50, 100 bucks into the coffers of RBN so they can upgrade their equipment and pay some of these bills. I understand I was on John's show just for a few minutes today, and I understand there's a fellow that's coming on the weekend. I've never met the man, but he sounds pretty literate, and he sounds like he knows what he's talking about. So John's making some changes for the betterment of RBN. But I want you to either go into the website, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the PayPal button, or you can call the number 800-724-2719, extension 3. Again, that's 800-724-2719, extension 3. Michael, answer the phone. Tell him that you're going to pledge $50 or $20 or whatever you're going to do, and tell him it's because of me and you're tired of hearing me talk about this. Now, I sent an email out to Julie the other day, the secretary, and I asked her to tell me how close I was to my goal, which is, I've promised you, as soon as I hit it, I'm going to quit doing this, okay? But anytime I set a goal or somebody sets a goal, I want to achieve that goal, folks. So help me out here, okay? Also, if you want to send a donation via snail mail and you don't want to use the website or you don't want to call it in and use a credit card, you can send it to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Let's make sure that this network stays up and on the air, folks. You know, I know that you don't see what I'm doing behind the scenes, but I do more than just, you know, I do a lot more than just being on the radio. I enjoy coming to you. I enjoy bringing these topics out. Maybe some of them bore you because I know you guys are very educated listeners, and I know that some of this stuff you probably know better than I do. So, you know, just bear in mind that some of this stuff I do for the sake of the new listening audience, which isn't as fortunate as to be up to speed as we are. So bear that in mind. But again, I want to ask you very politely, dig in your pocket. You know, if you're maybe you're thinking about, you know, maybe you have a habit of smoking and you want to quit, take the money and send it to RBN. You know, it'd be a good idea if all of us would just make a, you know, put it into our bills of whatever amount that you can afford a month that's not going to take food off your table, and be a regular donor. I don't even know. It wouldn't take that many. I would have to add it up. But, you know, even a couple hundred regular donors of $30 a month would probably get us over the hook forever. And that's minimal as far as the listenership of RBN. I had a caller called in last night, Rodney, that, you know, tells me that RBN's being broadcast from dawn till dark, you know, I guess close to the Illinois line and St. Louis, Missouri. Also down in Fredericksburg, I found out they're still broadcasting down there. I give a shout out to all those listeners in Fredericksburg, but all over the country, people are listening to RBN. I've told the story a couple times. When I walked into a rest stop one night at about 2 o'clock in the morning, I heard myself on RBN. Some people came out and recognized my voice. And that was when John and I were on our way back from Plainfield, New Hampshire on the Ed and Elaine Brown thing. But people are listening all over the United States. I'm asking politely for you people to just simply reach in your pocket and pull out $20, $50, $100 and send it into RBN. Okay. Because I don't like talking about this. I don't want to talk about it. And I know you don't like hearing me talk about it. And I've said this before, but the faster I reach my goal, which I'm always about reaching my goals, folks, the faster I'm going to stop talking about this. And as soon as I stop, you'll know I hit my goal. Now, it's possible that I am getting close. I don't know. I won't know until I hear from Julie, hopefully Monday morning. And then we'll see. But, the phone should be ringing more, folks. We need to kick into our pockets and donate. All right, be back after the break, and I'll continue with this debt thing. See you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. So getting back to this whole thing about the debt and the straw man and all that good stuff. Remember, the legal system cannot deal with humans. It can only deal with pieces of paper. Only common law can deal with humans. So at your birth, they created a piece of paper with your name on it in capital letters, just like any other corporation. And this is done to dupe you so that later in life you're thinking that you are the legal entity and not you. Any penalties or costs or fines or taxes are imposed on the straw man, and you, thinking you are it, pay them. It's kind of like an overcoat. As soon as you decide to put it on, now that they can grab hold of the collar with you wearing it and throw it with you in it in jail. Unless you put it on, they cannot do anything to you, as you are not that name. You think you are. You are taught that you are, but you are not. Now, the deception is done with the manipulation of words and language, or legalese. And legalese is basically just jargon that many do not understand. And since they don't comprehend it, most just go along with it. Now, everyone is taught incorrectly. But since they are all taught incorrect, they believe it to be correct. Legalese is a language all its own and is designed deliberately so that most people cannot understand it other than those who enforce it. It is so complex, even many of the officials enforcing it don't even comprehend it. The easiest way to comprehend legalese is to realize that there are many words in the English language that have more than one meaning, depending on who you are talking to. And I'll give you another example. We think of a person as a human being. We think of a person as a human being. But if you are talking to an official or an officer or a lawyer or a judge or an IRS agent, to them, person in Black's Law Dictionary means company or corporation. So it's often been said that if you tell a lie often enough, it becomes truth, or at least the perception of truth. Legalese is one of the few social evils that can be eradicated with careful thought and the disciplined use of a pen. It is doubly demeaning. First, it demeans its writers, who seem to be deliberately exploiting its power to dominate, or at best, careless of its effects. And secondly, it demeans its readers by making them feel powerless and stupid. That was a quote by Martin Cutts, who wrote the Oxford Guide to Plain English. Now, going a step beyond that and talking about income tax and government for a moment. The only way better than the Federal Reserve to starve a community is taxation. That wouldn't be the case if the tax was actually spent on the people and on the land. But when it is not, it becomes the starving of the people. If all the tax, all the money, I say money, it's fiat currency, but let's call it money for the moment, was put into its proper place, there would be amazing roads, bridges, transportation, and total infrastructure. But take a look around you, folks. Do you see that anywhere? Other than fraud, it is the only debt that can deprive you of your liberty. It is the only debt for which they can legally, not lawfully, but legally incarcerate you. Now, you can ignore any bill you like and never be arrested for it. But taxes are different. If 1,000 men were not to pay their tax bills this year, that would not be a violent or a bloody measure, as it would be to pay them and enable the state to commit violence and bloodshed. This is a fact. The Definition of a Peaceful Revolution, If Any Such Is Possible, by Henry David Thoreau. In general, the art of government consists in taking as much money as possible from one party of citizens to give it to another. That was a quote by Voltaire. So yeah, it is the only debt for which they can legally incarcerate you. But if all of us didn't pay them, would it still exist? Yes, because according to the Grace Commission report put out in 1984, I believe it is. I'm going from memory now. Peter Grace, Ronald Reagan assigned Peter Grace the task of finding out exactly where the money goes that is collected in taxation. And at the summation of Peter Grace's report, he stated, and I can pull it up, this is off the top of my head, but I've read it several times, that not one nickel of any dollar that is collected in income tax from the people goes to pay for anything other than government waste, paying their employees to collect the tax, and interest on the national debt. That's it. End of story. That was put out and penned and signed by Peter Grace. Those aren't my words, folks. So the income tax came into existence in 1913. Human beings are only creatures on the planet. The only creatures on the planet who have to pay. And I want you to think about this. We are the only beings, or the only entities, the only mammals, even the fish, the birds, whatever. Okay, we're the only creatures on this planet who have to pay to live on it. The government does not earn the product of your labor. If it did, you would be a slave. And since they do not own the product of your labor, then income tax could be defined as theft, extortion, and or blackmail. This is why the government refers to the income tax as voluntary. For if it were mandatory, it would be just that. They have effectively duped the masses into thinking it is mandatory and tricked them into believing that all that comes in is income. And accepting the individual's sworn statement on the bottom line of a 1040. No man can own another, so no man can own the fruits of another man's labor. That's why it has to be voluntary. The government knows this. This is why they have to create all of this propaganda to dupe you into signing the bottom of a form under penalty of perjury and having you swear that, I believe it's line number 27, that figure that you put in there is indeed, quote, income. Because once you've done that, all the government is doing is saying, okay, we believe you, now pay us. Most people would argue that it is a necessary evil and that it is legal because the government says that it is. How else would we pay for the police, the hospitals, the roads, the schools, etc., which is a story or a show for another day. I can tell you income tax does not pay for the schools. Property taxes pays for it. While reaching into one's pocket to help those less fortunate is noble, reaching into someone else's pocket under threat or intimidation is despicable. Now, here's an analogy for you, folks. I run a construction firm. I knock on your door and demand $10,000 from you to build a house that benefits you not in the least. However, if you don't give it to me, I will take everything you own and throw you in a cage. Now, essentially, that's what the government does when they tax you. They say they're going to supply you with services to protect you, but if you don't pay them, just like the mafia, they will, and they come and use force and violence to get the money out of you. Most people never look at it from that angle, so they don't see the constant deception that has been foisted upon us every year. All of your tax dollars are used to finance war, to bail out banks, and to pay interest on the national debt. None of it is used to benefit you. And again, those are not my words. Peter Gray's commission report done in the Reagan administration will verify this. It is government waste. And as we... All right. Why is... My volume keeps going down here. Okay. So anyway, it's basically government waste. But if you look at the defense budget keeps increasingly going higher and higher and higher. And it's the irony of the defense budget is we're not defending anything. If you notice what is being spent through the, quote, defense budget, it's not for defense, it's for offense. We are building these bombs and going in and bombing these countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria and Libya, and I could go on and on and on and on and on. That is not defined as defense. That is offense. Now, it has been calculated that one half of everything that you earn is actually spent on some form of tax. 50 years ago, both parents working was optional. Now, both parents have to work to support the overwhelming burden of taxation. We are in a cage, not one that we can see, but one like Neo described in the movie The Matrix. It has no bars, and you cannot see it, yet it indeed enslaves us. In that cage is a hamster wheel in which we find ourselves running faster and faster just to keep up. A prison created in the mind of man. Governments run a human farm and feed us the perception of freedom. Governments do not make money within themselves. The government's primary function is to trick money out of your pocket and into their business so they can carry on with their wars, their deception, and their human farming. All in plain sight. They claim a legal basis for what they do, but they have no lawful basis for what they do. They have no basis unless you contract with them. You contract with them, then it becomes legal. A government that robs Peter to pay Paul can always count on the support of Paul. That's a quote by George Bernard Shaw. So let's take another little trip here, and let's talk about the money itself. And if one thinks about the history of how the banking system actually came into play, the birth of our fractional banking system, and eventually the disconnect from using actual metal-based currency to now simple fiat currency, the very system in play today, if the income tax system was mandatory, it would indeed be slavery. This is why the government is very careful when referring to their tax system in any publication as voluntary. Nowhere in their publishings will you ever see it written that you have a tax liability. It is an assumed liability, and you will see them use words such as responsibility or obligation, but never will they use the word liability. As a matter of fact, even in the guide, the 1040 guide to filing your tax return, under the column that it says who should file, it starts that sentence with, even if you feel you're not required to file, you should because you might get a tax credit. They will never come out and say, you are because you're an American citizen required to file a tax return. They will not do that. Now, many years ago, and this goes into the case where Sherry Peel Jackson was ultimately tried and convicted of willful failure to file. She was made an example of. But the reason that she did this to begin with is because there was a $50,000 reward put on the front page of USA Today. And I can't remember the gentleman's name now that did it. It's the guy that did the hunger strike in front of the IRS in Washington for I don't even know how many days before they finally relented. And they said they were going to have hearings and a meeting on this, which never happened, by the way. And then they got up and sung and danced in some kind of a press conference where a reporter actually asked them, there's a number of people standing outside that are saying that the income tax is voluntary. What do you have to say about that? And they talked directly to the assistant director. That was the question posed to the assistant director. And they sung and danced, this lady sung and danced, and then another guy came up. And he sidestepped the issue by saying, well, it's a responsibility and it's an obligation, and we as Americans need to all, I've paid my taxes ever since I was a blah, 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 and, you know, knee high to a rabbit or whatever. But he never came out and said that it was mandatory. They can't. So ultimately what it is it's threats, intimidation, and when you sign that bottom line and you swear that it's income, all they're doing is believing you. It's a gift that you give the government every year. Now, back to the banking system. If one thinks about the history of how the banking system actually came into play, the birth of the fractional reserve system, and eventually the disconnect from using actual metal-based currency to now simple fiat currency, the very system in play today, if the income tax was mandatory, it would indeed be slavery. Now, I know I'm repeating myself, but I'm doing this deliberately, folks. This is why the government is very careful when referring to their tax system in any publication as voluntary. Again, as I said before, nowhere in their publications will you ever see it written that you have a tax liability. It is an assumed liability. And by the way, they are right. They can assume you are liable because if you're an employee or if you're a 1099 contractor, your employer or your third party or your contractor will send a government document third party to the IRS, and that is a government document, a 1099 miscellaneous or a W-2 or whatever, and the government has every right to assume that you are liable for the tax until you rebut it and you set them straight and tell them why you're not. And that's where the key issue is, because most people don't understand why they're not. So one step further in thought, the government submits an annual budget to the Federal Reserve Bank and is credited whatever figure is submitted. It is then created and spent into existence by the government. The government is the first one to get the money from the Federal Reserve. Now, the taxation that comes in, where is the money going? The money is going right back to the Federal Reserve to pay interest on the additional money that the government is borrowing to put into existence. This is indeed the deficit of the amount of money that the government borrows over and above the amount of money that comes back in through taxation and through tariffs and that sort of thing is called a deficit. This is how the national debt continues to grow, and this is how inflation is formed. This very action causes inflation and reduces the spending power of the dollars one has already earned and or saved. Man cannot submit a budget to the Federal Reserve. The difference between man and the government is the government just submits these things on a piece of paper or does it digitally, and bingo, mysteriously, just like magic, okay, the government gives them collateral of what do you call it, bonds, okay, government bonds, federal treasury bonds, and the Federal Reserve instantly credits their account for $4 trillion or whatever it is. The same, oh, man, this hour's flying by, okay. The same thing happens when you sign a note for a mortgage or a car. You just created the money into an existence. We'll be right back, and I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. So remember this. Man cannot submit a budget to the Federal Reserve. Man must trade his labor and be compensated with this fiat currency. And that currency didn't even come into existence until man, at some point in time, signed a promissory note and created that debt. It was created magically because it doesn't even come into an existence until the only thing of value, which is the note, is signed by the man pledging his labor. Comprehend that, folks. He must trade his labor and be compensated with this fiat currency that has already been borrowed and spent into existence by the government. The very thought of this fiat representation or trade for one's labor to be mandatorily partially returned, i.e. through income tax, would in itself be slavery, because they're taking a portion of the labor that you've had to go to work for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, for 50 weeks out of the year. Okay, when, you know, if you had a choice, I'm sure people, instead of rather going to work, most people would rather be on the beach sipping a margarita or playing pool or bowling or playing golf or swimming. Okay, we don't do it because we want to do it. Most people do it because they have to do it and trade their labor to compensate just to live and then pay the taxes on it. So the very thought of this fiat representation of trade for one's labor to be mandatorily returned in a portion would in itself be slavery. It is for this very reason that the government refers to the income tax system as voluntary. A note is an instrument of debt spent into existence by the government to be paid back at some future point in time. Look on the front of your dollar bill. It says right there in boldface, Federal Reserve Note. Right on the front. Couldn't be plainer than the nose on your face, folks. So it is spent into existence by the government, and it is used by us as fiat currency to repay whatever note we promise to pay, along with interest that they never create. So the Federal Reserve legally owns all these notes. It says so right on the front. Federal Reserve Note. The Federal Reserve owns that note, which is a debt, and can and most likely will at some future date call them all back in. Now, I can expound on this just a little bit and go back to the bailout in 2008. The legislation is already in place. They picked a figure. It was $767 billion because the banks were too big to fail and blah, 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 blah. We all know that story. But the legislation is now in place that the next time it happens, it's not going to be a bailout. It's going to be a bail-in. In other words, they're going to confiscate all of the stocks, bonds, mutual funds, paper trails, the bank accounts, everything, because everything in those accounts is indeed a Federal Reserve note. It is a debt, and it is owed back to the Federal Reserve, and it says so right on the note. Only 3% of the money is actually in circulation. 97% of money is in electronic form and totally controlled by the banks. Top of the hour break coming up. I'll be back in a couple of minutes, and I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll open the phone lines after the top of the hour. 800-313-9443. See you on the other side.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price. And I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.